The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
So Craig, I know you've been telling me to be more vocal about my creative projects.
Oh, sure.
You know, be more of a...
Yeah, a self-promoter.
A self-promoter, you know?
Yeah.
And I've taken that to heart and I want to, so I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, so I just want everyone who's listening out there to be aware of and to maybe check out, if you're feeling so bold, a few of the musical projects that I work on that I spend most of my time doing. That's really my main squeeze and has been for a long time is music. And, you know,
I'm the creative other woman.
Yes, it's true, but it's necessary. You're my creative mistress.
That's the only level of commitment that I could probably handle.
It's a creative mistress, you know, and that's necessary. It's a little old fashioned, but hey. Yeah, so the projects that I've worked on recently, check out the Odious if you're into some proggy death metal with, you know, some twists and turns. There's a lot of stuff thrown in there. It's pretty crazy,
pretty
but
intense.
If you're feeling, very intense,
yes.
But if you're feeling up to it, I think even a non-metalhead would find things they enjoy about it. So that's what that is, the Odious. It's on Spotify. All this stuff is on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you listen to music. Also,
Mike Stone, if you're listening to this episode, check out the Odious.
Oh, yeah.
They're right down your road. You will enjoy him.
Yeah, it's some high-octane stuff, and I am a metalhead, as you all know, or will come to know if you're just now listening to this. And I love playing crazy fast technical guitar, and I love bizarre compositions that don't repeat themselves, and I've kind of got a bit of musical ADD, so that's really where I, indulge that. So that's one project, the Odious, Odious. The next one is Grim Salvo. That's a more recent one, and that's me and a few of my best friends who actually also work on the Odious, working on some rap stuff. Working on a little rap project,
little
angry, angsty white boy rap. That's really what it is. And I don't know.
I keep waiting for my invitation, but
open invitation,
it's
Craig. You just got to have your verse.
That's what
I want to hear. That hot
That's
fire
like when
verse.
The studio say, "We'll call you.
We'll call you.
We'll call you.
Just be ready, but we'll call you.
We'll call you."
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to hear the verse, so that's all I want. But anyways, yeah, it's a rap stuff.
Okay.
It's rap stuff, but it's got an interesting twist to it, I think.
I enjoy it.
Craig likes it. And you know, Craig is a fickle bastard when it comes
to
music.
Yeah, I'm very honest. Like if I don't like it,
And
I tell him when I don't like it.
Yeah, and that's been a fun one to do, so please check that out, people. And then there's also Mystrionics, Mystrionics. It's a crazy made-up word, and that's a fun little project, a band, like an alternative rock band that we haven't been working on stuff for a few months, but who knows what'll happen with that. But we released an EP last year and got some really good response from it, and yeah, it's a little more mellow, but still has a little bit of edge to it. So if you like some more mellow tunes with nice singing and, you know, kind of 90s nostalgia rock thrown in, check out Mystrionics on Spotify. So that's what I got to plug, and I realized that I should probably be doing this more often. I should probably be letting people know about my projects, because I do really want people to hear, and I want feedback, and I love making music just for the sake of it, but I do realize that, you know, it kind of goes a little, it's a little silly if no one can hear it. If no one ever hears it, you know, you're just wheedling into space, and that's no good. It's no good. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But,
Hey there, baby, what you doing? My name is David the Slut Wizardson 45492.
I am simply existing in the bleak void, waiting to be downloaded.
Maybe we could hop on my camera and you could take a look at me.
I would love to join you, however that would be impossible because I am a podcast. Nothing but audio files and sound waves broadcast over the internet.
That sounds great, and I would love to see you naked too on my camera.
As enticing as that sounds, I am the podcast for the story, and I lack a physical form aside from my new episodes regarding reviews of all newly released movies such as Aquaman, Into the Spider-Verse, and Glass.
That's right, baby. I'm cheap too, just for you.
Unfortunately, I lack any form of payment for you, which is beneficial for my listeners. I am a free podcast hosted from Podbean, iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
You will need some kind of credit card just to verify you are who you say you are. You know what I'm saying?
I have no such card. I have only the irreverent comedy stylings of Ash and Avery. They watch them so you don't have to.
Oh yeah, baby. I'm gonna get more comfortable for a sex chat. Winky face.
Hey, Avery. Why are you wearing pants? What the fuck?
For the story, new episodes weekly, forthestory.podbean.com.
All right, well, while we're doing a little self-promotion, I don't have really much to self-promote right now. I do have some exciting things in the pipeline that we'll be talking about coming up. But I do, also have some other things that I work on, which, you know, I've been a writer for quite a while, and I do have a place on the internet that I share my some of my stories, just kind of a small selection of stuff that I've written. But the site is called Wattpad, and then my username is capital K-R-A-I-G Craig C, capital C, so Craig with a capital K and then C, capital C.
Are these short stories?
Yeah, they're all going to be short stories. It's got It's got Rewind Park, which is one that I've been wanting you to read, which is a science fiction story about a futuristic world where they have like artificial versions of very important spots in rock and roll history, you know, and this guy is wakes up and he realizes that it's all like an illusion, and he's part of this illusion, and he's like a musician in Portland, Oregon, and he kind of sneaks out of his installation, and he visits 1967 Los Angeles, and then he visits some different places, you know, and it's all these different periods of musical history as he discovers like what's going on. So it's kind of got like this Westworld kind of vibe to it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun
new
story.
One?
And it's also a love story. It's mostly a love story about him and him trying to get back to his girlfriend, which he doesn't know if she's an android or if he's an android or what's going on. But that's called Rewind Park. That should be the first one that comes up. But there's a bunch of other ones. You know, I've got Dungeon Memos, which is a series of letters between a person building a dungeon for a Lich King and how everything's going wrong as the Lich King kind of takes over. Because, you know, if you're building a secret dungeon, you can't really let the people that build it escape.
Right.
So it's kind of the story.
You've got to have a whole temporary dungeon.
It's kind of like the official correspondence of that end of that sort of building construction transaction. So that's an interesting one, too. And then there's a couple other ones, you know, just some little odds and ends and some other things that are kind of funny.
And you've got a book that you've been working on, right?
Yes, yeah, so I've got a book that'll be... I don't know where that's going, but that's going to be going somewhere.
And you've written a movie.
And I've written a movie that's in post-production, just about done. The last I heard, sound was being, the final sound pass was going on the new edit. And that's called...
You're humble, too. You've got a lot of shit that you've done.
I got some stuff cooking. And that's called Zone Drifter.
Okay.
And that's pretty whitewashed off the internet right now because there are, you know, there are people that are maybe interested in it that, you know, you don't want to put anything out yet, you know, until kind of like it can, you know, it's kind of a thing that's kind of under wraps right now. But it is quite exciting. And from what I've seen of it, it's pretty amazing.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited to see that.
If you get on my personal Instagram, which you could probably figure out what that is, for me it's Discuss the Universe. If you get on my personal Instagram and you really get in there and do some creeping, you can find some clips, some short special effects clips from that movie, and then some close-ups of the artwork for the movie posters. So.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but that's interesting, and that'll be a fun thing that'll happen. And when we play it here at a theater, Spencer, you're going to have to come.
I
will definitely get you some tickets for that.
I will so be there.
Yeah, you and Summer. Or
oh, I'm going to bring all my friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll probably be invitation only. You know, it's probably one of those things where we'll probably rent a theater, and then it'll just be like a family and friends thing.
Okay, sweet.
Hopefully it'll be owned by, you know, somebody huge. At that point, and they'll be like, oh, we're going to release it in China, or we're going to do whatever we're going to do with it, you know, and we'll just get to release it for our family and friends.
That's really sick.
Yeah.
China. That's a good market. That's a big market.
That's a good one. Well, be a DVD in China. That's kind of where maybe it'll go, or a Redbox movie. It'll be like a scrolling Redbox movie maybe eventually.
Okay, cool.
That would be a great dream.
That would be awesome.
It won't be right up when you search for whatever category, science fiction or whatever.
It'll be towards the back.
It'll be kind of towards the back, but it'll be kind of one that,
but
you know.
It'll be there.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting.
It'll be there.
And it'll have an interesting description, and I will have written some of it.
Well, you got to keep us posted on,
absolutely,
on all that stuff.
Absolutely. There's going to be more about that movie coming for sure.
Awesome.
For sure.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm glad that we're starting to make it a more regular thing to plug our other projects, because
it feels good to feel good to kind of tell folks.
You know what? Because Craig and I, we're two talented guys.
Yeah.
We're two talented guys.
Yeah.
Here's some positive self-talk for you. You know what, Spence? You know
what? We're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job, buddy. Craig, you're doing great.
You're doing great.
You're killing it.
You're doing great too, Spencer.
Yeah. We're doing great together.
Yeah.
We're doing great together.
We are doing great together. And the podcast is something that we're doing together. And
that's
so we
what
should
I mean.
Plug that. Idiots Discuss the Universe.
That's what you're listening to
and
right
not
now.
Not only that, we've got Old Gold now.
Old Gold.
We've got Idiots in Space.
Oh, we go to space.
We've got Blackwatch Plaid, which is kind of the neglected black sheep of
we haven't had one of those in a while.
But we could do one. You know, that's a
I'm
fun
down
one.
To do one.
You know, and we got a lot of fun things planned for the future. You
but
know,
right
I feel
now,
like this is just getting bigger.
Yeah.
But we're going to do like maybe I want my favorite of all the things that we do.
Yeah.
I love the big episodes, but this is right up there with it. You know, the good ones of this are just some of the best episodes we've ever done. And we call these episodes
Hit or Shit.
And we've never really done it that smooth ever before.
Oh, I think last time I've been saying we've been getting smoother.
I think we're getting better though, even than last time.
Yeah, that's
we're
good.
We're just so fucking positive.
I think it's because we set the bar so incredibly low.
All right, so I think it's time that we just take a deep breath and kind of recenter, because we're going to be listening to some music in a minute. And we're going to have to be kind of fucking right in the middle, because like we don't want to come in and be like, oh, it's just fucking wonderful.
Yep, right.
Because it may not be fucking wonderful. We're just all thinking about us and how wonderful we are. And
we're definitely wonderful.
Transfer that shit onto some fucking beats that aren't so hot. And we don't want to do that, do we, Spencer?
No.
We want to be centered. We want to give these people like solid,
rational judgments.
Right. Judgments.
Yes.
Solid things that you can trust.
Because that's what you want with music. You want rationality. Cold, calculating rationality.
And you want to be told exactly what to think about something.
Exactly what to think.
We don't want you to give these songs a chance whatsoever if we don't like them.
Right. No. Not one.
That's really kind of the unspoken agreement of this program, in a way. And if we like it, then you fucking like it, right?
If we like it, then you absolutely need to drop everything you're doing, even if it's incredibly important. You need to drop what you're doing and listen to the song, and just go outside.
The baby can wait.
The baby can wait.
Go listen to that trap rap.
The report can wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you driving?
Fuck
it doesn't
the
matter.
Boss.
Fuck the
fuck
boss.
The boss.
Come on. You need to go listen to that trap rap right now.
Right.
You need to go have a moment outside on the roof or out in the park across the street.
Someone's trying to break into your apartment? No, you don't have to worry about that. Just get the song on the radio, listen to that,
It'll all be okay.
You can call 911.
Exactly.
They're not going to come anyway.
No. They've got more important things to do.
They sure do. What are we going to be listening to today?
So today, we are going to be listening to a new track from XXXTentacion.
Okay, now wait a second. No, I'm calling a foul here.
What?
It's a brand new track, and he's been dead for like a year.
He's been dead for 7 months.
7 months.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like a year.
Well, so yeah, I know. It's been so long. he recorded a lot of material before he died.
Okay.
So it's kind of one of these Biggie and Tupac situations where there's a whole bunch of stuff floating around, recorded XXX material that has been unreleased, and there was a posthumous album that's been released already.
Okay.
Personally, I thought it was a little bit disappointing. Like, you can just tell that it's posthumous.
It's just not done.
It's just not done, right. You know? Okay. And there's times where you're kind of wondering if, you know, if he would have taken it in this direction, or if it was more of a grab to, you know, for people to profit off of his legacy, which I'm sure
there's absolutely some of that.
Yeah, there's absolutely some of that going on, especially from his label, I would imagine, because he had just signed a crazy big deal.
They're trying to recoup the money that they, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had a solo release, but he's also had these kind of compilation albums that he would release under his name. It would be like a XXXTentacion Presents, you know?
Okay.
And they're called the members only compilations, or it's just a members only album.
I guess I don't understand what would you mean by compilation?
So it would just be a bunch of different rappers.
But they are songs that he is, acquired from other places and just put together as like a mixtape, or is it stuff that he's produced and put together like it's original content?
It's like he's been involved in all of it, and on the earlier ones he's on half of the songs, you know, he's clearly like the star, you know, he's the only one who has like whole songs by himself.
Okay.
But it will also be filled with basically his whole crew, his whole rapping crew, his friends in like the South Florida scene.
Okay.
And there will be songs where he's not on, and it's just his friends, you know, and it's his way to like put them all on. And it's the members only, you know, it's like the members only club. They're this exclusive group of rappers that includes people like Craig Zen, Kill Station, Flyboy Tarantino, Kid Trunks, Bass Santana, Kinsel. All those people are, you know, were associated with X while he was alive.
Okay.
And so now there's a members only volume 4 that was just released.
Volume 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was just released under XXXTentacion. And there's a song called Gassed Up, which has been recommended to me. And I don't really know what to think. I don't know what to expect, because there are 4 other rappers on this song. I don't even know if X is on this song, to be honest. It's on the album with his name on it, but I haven't heard it.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to give it a shot.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So let's give her an old listen there. From on my neck like bass, so she at my show, that's your fault. 6 Sean's in the back of the tour bus. We at the top of the food chain. Kicking shit, you call me Luke King. Previous white girl, my new chain. Running up to the bed like Usain. She didn't want to know about the group name. All about the bad for the damn fame. You broke, that's a fact, that's a damn shame. I'm so gassed up, I can't do nothing about it. If you passed up, don't hit my phone or talk about it, okay? I'm so gassed up, I'm so gassed up, I'm so gassed up, so gassed up, I'm so gassed up,
so gassed up. So gassed up by
just gassed up.
Oh, gassed up by XXXTentacion.
I'm so gassed up. I'm so gassed.
What did that get you all gassed up there, Spencer?
It did a little bit.
Yeah.
But not
it sounded like what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it sounded like a tape made by a bunch of guys that, like, were just having fun.
Yeah.
And trying some stuff. And,
yeah, it sounds like a bunch of friends making a rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good rap song because they're all pretty decent rappers. But, like, it's not polished and it's not, like, something they've decided. Like, these are not ideas that they decided to go with, I feel like.
Right.
Or, like, it's ideas that XXXTentacion decided to go with.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you can tell, like, this song is a perfect example. Like, they just had that little chorus thing from him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that was just him in the chorus saying, I'm so gassed up. Yeah, I'm so gassed up. Like, just saying that over and over again. And then the verses from the other guys, which were, you know, like, not bad or anything, but it kind of showed, it, for me, it reminded me, like, how special of a rapper X was.
Yeah, and I don't want to take, I mean, there were a couple of the guys that I thought were, I don't, and I've never heard any of them before, I don't think, you know.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of them, especially when the one guy kind of broke with the beat and kind of went really fast there for a while. I thought that was all right. But yeah, it was kind of like the Dog Pound, the extras from the Dog Pound, you know, like, I guess Nate Dogg was pretty good, but like the rest of them.
Dog Pound had some good songs, for sure.
They did. They did have some good songs, but like as rappers, like all on the individual level, like, you know, it was kind of like, it was all pretty average.
Yeah.
You know, pretty average rappers.
Yeah.
And these are pretty average rappers.
Yeah. They're not bad.
If you went to a club and you saw one of these guys, it would be really fun and it would be really good. And you would like, oh, they're really, they're good. They're
right.
Good rappers, but they're not like special.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not Kodak Black. They're not XXX.
Right.
You know, they're not, you know, any a number of the other ones that really stand out to me so far.
Totally.
At least in this listen.
I would say Kodak and X are definitely two of the greats out of this newer generation. But I mean, it's still a fun song. Like I felt myself when I was just kind of let myself get in the groove of it and not really like give it all of this weight. Like, oh, this is an XXX song after he died. Like it's gotta be this and that, you know, it was just a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having a hard time really knowing where I'm going to put it because like, it's not really something that struck me enough that I want to listen to it a bunch again, really. You know, it's just kind of a fun, like,
yeah, it's not a deep listening song.
It's a soundtrack. It's a soundtrack rap song.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of.
It's like something you want to put on if you are like about to go to a party or if you're at a party,
right.
You know, or if you're driving.
I think like
or...
at work, I could put maybe find this whole album and put this whole album on at work and it would be fine there, you know, because you're doing other things and you're talking to people or whatever. And when you do listen, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's really good parts, those will shine through.
Right.
Yeah.
Which hopefully there are because there's 24 songs on this.
Volume 4 makes me a little suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, it really feels like if there's 24, it's Incesticide.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like a scraping of the barrel.
Yeah.
You know, and there's only so much on the barrel, and pretty soon you're just getting barrel. You're not getting any.
You're getting straight wood there.
There's no old soup left in there.
No.
You know, it's like where Nirvana is now. You know, you just can't. And I would almost be like, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but like it could be they just had that one little bit of XXXTentacion kind of doing the I'm all gassed up.
Yeah.
And they just totally mixed a song completely around it. And
that's
like,
exactly what they did.
This has all been done posthumously.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on there?
I don't know for a fact. I don't know for a fact. To me, it does sound like.
That seems like a possible thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the big, I guess, accusation or just general feeling, I think, from a lot of people about all of his posthumous material is that some of them are really good ideas and you can tell where he was going, but they're ultimately completed without him, at least for the most part. And some of them just definitely seem like cash grabs from people who are not necessarily concerned with his artistic legacy, just trying to cash in while he's still, you know, relevant or whatever.
Yes.
Which is harsh to say, but
I think that's absolutely what's going on, because at the end of the day, like, he wasn't really even around long enough to establish much of a legacy, even compared to somebody like Amy Winehouse or something, you know, that had at least two really, like, pretty well.
I mean, he's got a lot of material.
But it's a different level of material.
It is a different level of material. Yeah,
and he was very young, and it had not reached like that level. It's as if Kurt would have killed himself after Bleach.
Yeah,
that's what it would have been like.
Right,
that's
but what it would have been like that. But and also him. Like, but you had a microphone on Kurt for like the 4 years before that, just randomly, and we're recording all of. So you actually
have. There's probably a bunch more.
There's a ton of his music that's on SoundCloud that all has millions and millions of plays now, but it's just like demo stuff, and it's a cool thing to see the raw talent of someone in a very vulnerable and unproduced setting.
And I'm not saying that that's unwarranted, really, but I feel like it's kind of overly sought because of the way that the shocking end that he had and kind of all the drama surrounding him. Because I heard about the drama. He's one of those musicians that I heard about the drama before I heard about the music.
Yeah, I think that's most people.
You know, and that's always an interesting dynamic for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like people can't get enough because they're in love with that story. Or something about it. There's some poetic thing about that. It strikes some sort of emotional, mental chord in people. And the music, no matter what it is, rings true to that. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Nirvana kind of did that. Mm. You know, Nirvana kind of became this catch-all because the lyrics were just enough spacey that, like, you could kind of put whatever you're going through into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that he died and filled you with that feeling or whatever, that gave maybe even Nirvana, like, an inflated sense of importance than if they'd made three more albums that sucked.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with that phenomena happening.
Yeah.
Someone becoming inflated, especially when they die at the top of their careers, like mm-hmm. they always say that's the best thing for your career is to die while you're on top.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? I mean, writing and art, like if you think it's like that in music, like, oh my God, your paintings don't even start to sell for what they're worth until you die.
Yeah.
And in writing, like, oh my God, that's a great move as well. If you've even had a little bit of success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think that he reached some pretty incredible heights for his very short-lived career and made a massive, I think very massive impact on music and popular music and rap. And
I do too, in the same way that Kurt Cobain did, because he came at something that is already established in a new way.
Yeah.
And that new attitude toward it has been, super contagious.
Yeah. He set off a whole thing.
Yeah.
He set off a whole thing. It was like the deconstruction of rock and roll mm-hmm. in a way, you know, and X I think is doing that too, where, in a lot of similar ways, like, you know, more with like genre fusion though, but he's like making it okay to be a different kind of rapper. You know,
well, because the mythos of the rapper no longer holds up,
right?
You know, as I mean, no matter what you say, like in media, NWA, you're not ostracized like NWA and early rap was treated like, oh my God, you can't show that except late at night or whatever. I mean, Run DMC and Aerosmith was the first one that kind of broke through that really ever.
Right.
You know, like it was not appropriate. Thing. You didn't play that at school dances or whatever. It was like write good music, and that's totally done with now.
Oh,
and
beyond done with.
You can't pretend like it is still going on, and you can't pretend like you're still gangsters living, you know, in Compton,
right?
Because you're not. I mean, you're living in Malibu, and like you're living in like small towns in fucking Georgia and all sorts of stuff, and you're doing most of your shit. You're like an internet gangsters are doing a lot of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? No offense to any of them. I'm sure they're all like whatever, but like it's a different deal. You know, that one dude looks like he's like a clown, the way that he's got all his hair colored the different ways. Like guy would have got his ass whooped in 1987.
Yeah,
Tekashi. You know, I mean, like that was not like, you know, it's a different deal. That's cosplay and that's like super Asian influence and all sorts of this world. Like it's taken on a new thing.
He's a whole can of worms as well. I completely agree. And
but he's just one of the most painted of the birds that are all through that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all like changing in this different way that it's freeing itself from the constraints of that earlier mythos.
Right.
Yeah. And same way that rock and roll did. It has done multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. And I wouldn't say that X is responsible for the entire change, but I'd say he's one of the agents.
Oh, no. I mean, what's responsible for the change is fucking Ice Cube being in fucking family-friendly films. You know, I mean, that sort of shit. Like, you know, that one dude is Ice-T's on fucking Law & Order.
Sure.
I
mean, one of the agents. Like, these are all factors in the greater change.
It undercuts what it is all about. I mean, that affects the whole genre in a way that you can't really measure. But, like, you need to have young people come and fucking, like, take it over again.
Yeah.
And piss off all the old grandpas.
Yep.
And he did that for sure.
Yeah.
And then he died, so they can't say or do anything about it. Same with Kurt. Like, you can't go after Kurt Cobain because he's dead. But man, they went after Kurt Cobain before that. All the hair dudes and all that stuff were like all fighting that.
But I think the important thing with those guys is that there are always key figures, successful figures who like recognize the talent, you know, like people in the old guard, like Kanye was always like super, you know, touted XXX, like Jay-Z. You know, there's a lot of rappers who hated him.
I mean,
him, but
people that did that themselves recognize someone else that do that.
Right.
And Kanye kind of did that, and Jay-Z in a way kind of did that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Jay-Z commodified rap, and he did he changed rap in ways that not necessarily behind the microphone, but he changed it in.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would say he definitely, like, the blueprint. He just rides that very interesting line between, like, intellectual but still gangster, you know? Because it's like you get the sense that this guy is a very well-spoken, very, very smart, but he's still talking about selling crack in New York City, you know? I don't know. And I'm not saying he was the first one of those.
I've always found him problematic.
Jay-Z?
As much as I've enjoyed some of his songs, like, and I think that maybe you just summarized why I find him problematic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a whole can of worms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we could go down a whole rabbit hole.
But let's do that another time.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good idea.
I feel like, so what are you going to give this one?
I give it a hit.
You give it a hit?
Yeah, it's something that I wouldn't mind hearing again, you know? I'm not going to listen to it too deeply, but it would put me, you know, if I'm in a boisterous mood and I just want to listen to something mindless, then yeah, I would listen to this again.
I think I'm going to be a little crankier and I'm just going to give it like a high or, you know, I mean, I really, I don't think that it's like, cause I'm trying to ask myself, do I want to buy this one or do I just want to like, you know, or
that's
or
a good
not,
gauge,
you know?
Yeah.
And I really don't think I want to.
Word.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say
that's cool,
but I didn't dislike it in any way either.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to give it like just a high or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a straight or is cool too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhere
beyond,
in there.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like...
I agree. It does not hold up to...
I like the beat.
The rest
I like the music of it quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like that was all interesting and pretty
beat.
Well done. Mm-hmm. And the gassed up thing was fun. And you're right, it was fun. And if my favorite of those four, I think it was four different guys in there, maybe four or five.
It's four.
But if my favorite of those four would have done the whole song... I probably would have given... I would give it a hit.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? I just felt like some of it was just kind of sloppy.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of sloppy rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, so there I give it an R.
Right on. Well, everyone listening out there, you should drop everything you're doing
and go check out this song and let us know
and where
what
should
you
they
think.
Check it out, do you think?
I think they should go check it out on Spotify.
Yeah, because what do we have there?
We've got a playlist. We've got a hit or shit playlist where all of these songs are collected for your listening pleasure. Yeah. So it's very, very easy. All you got to do is search Idiots Discuss the Universe on Spotify.
It's basically you fucking just turn on your computer and it's fucking there.
Yeah.
It's
so fast.
We live in an age of miracles,
it's
ladies
bizarre.
And gentlemen.
And we still find ways to complain.
All of this is like a preparation just to deliver you Idiots Discuss the Universe in pretty much every moment of your life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
We'll be fully integrated.
Yeah.
You'll be watching us on your fridge in no time.
Your smartwatch.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll see.
You'll be watching us, too. That's a hint of what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Hint, hint. But anyways, you can go to Spotify. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Facebook. Just any of those. Search Idiots Discuss the Universe. Yeah. You can interact with us. Yeah. You can let us know what you think about these songs. What did
suggest
you think?
Suggest songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we have another music episode, too, that kind of opens up the suggestion box for you guys is called Old Gold. And we're doing one of those about every week or so.
Yeah.
And that would be a great if you have an old song that you want us to think about or talk about.
Or artists in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. If you think there's a song that Spencer has not heard, give us that suggestion and then we'll listen to it.
Because I'm the ignorant little whippersnapper.
He's the arbitrator, the youthful arbitrator.
I'm the youthful arbitrator.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm keeping the hordes of those little minions back. You know, I'm keeping them away.
I think we should get you a t-shirt that says youthful arbitrator.
Hmm. I would wear that.
Yeah.
Like an all just block letters.
Just put it on during Old Gold episodes.
Cool. I would wear it all the time, actually.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
You gotta make Old Gold t-shirts, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. T-shirts coming, babies.
T-shirts are coming.
Our internet babies, just you wait. Those t-shirts are coming.
Yeah, you won't know what to do with yourself. Just throw us money.
Yeah, we're gonna get attractive people to model them for us, too.
That's right. Like me.
We have to meet it. We have to meet attractive people.
Right. Oh, shit, I thought
other
you knew
than,
some.
Other than Spencer. No, I know a few.
Okay, cool.
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ladies love Craig.
The ladies love me.
The ladies love Craig.
Yeah,
they're like,
do.
I just want to kiss up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's such a problem. The ladies.
I just want to kiss up.
Can you hear him still banging on the door up front, outside?
Oh, man. Yeah, doesn't stop. Doesn't stop around here.
It's a fucking problem.
That's
right. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why, you know, if you're listening, you're a lady, write Craig a love letter.
You don't do that.
You should maybe
I can't handle the stress. My heart can't handle
the stress. Or if you're a man and you like other men, Craig a love letter.
let's keep it friends. I just want to be internet friends.
But you never know.
You never do. I'm not closing it down to
you
anything.
You never know.
You know, I'm not going to close it down to anything. But, like, you know, friends first.
Sure.
Take it slow.
That's good.
Don't fall in love over the internet.
That's responsible.
I think it's a good policy in general.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think you got to see the whites of their eyes.
You got to see the whites of their eyes and the stink of their pits. You got to know.
That is a key defining factor.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. It's a shameful thing that
if
we
you
don't
hate
like
someone's stench, it's
it
a deal breaker.
Is.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I could have a metal fucking leg, and we just have kept that secret the whole time.
Yeah, I guess you could,
with
a
big claw at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah, and you would just never know.
I wouldn't.
Then you're writing letters to something with a metal leg with a claw at the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you got a metal leg out there, rock it. Don't hide it.
And you're thinking, oh, well, they do like Instagram live feed, and I didn't see a metal leg there. That's easy to hide.
Oh, it's so easy.
So easy to hide.
Pants and socks.
Pants and socks.
Yeah.
Just unscrew the claw and put on the fucking Nike foot.
Yeah, the screw-in foot.
I guess I'm not wearing Nikes. I'm not that rich.
Hmm. What are those, New Balance?
I don't know what they are. They're $35.
Well, folks, now you know how much Craig's shoes cost. And on that
That's
note...
A guesstimate. Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think we should bid all of the folks, the fine folks out there, a fair adieu.
A fair adieu.
Till next time. 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 Fair adieu. Fair adieu. Fair adieu. Fair adieu.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.